This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Colorado long-term care worker has won a court judgment of more than $470,000 due to violations of overtime laws. Alita Ayo made a salary of $30,000 a year, and she was required to live at the Meadow Vista Assisted Living Care Facility. She was responsible for staffing it 365 days a year. She sued, claiming she was underpaid for years. A jury agreed.
Within the home care industry, our assisted livings, a lot of owners, they do not pay their employees fairly. So hopefully this won't happen again to anybody.
Attorneys for Meadow Vista say they didn't intentionally steal her wages. A source has confirmed to CPR News that the person accused in the shooting at a Colorado Springs nightclub is expected to plead guilty later this month. CPR's Allison Sherry reports Colorado doesn't have the death penalty, so the shooter is expected to serve life in prison without the possibility of parole.
Prosecutors say Anderson Lee Aldrich went into the Club Q nightclub and killed five people and injured 17 others last November. Aldrich is expected to plead guilty to state murder and hate crime charges at the next court appearance on June 26th. Victims are expected to speak at the hearing. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
There are now 64 people in the hospital with confirmed COVID-19 cases in Colorado. That's the lowest number since the pandemic began more than 3 years ago. The state's positive test rate is around 5%, now with far fewer people testing for COVID. Vice President Kamala Harris visits Denver today. The time and place have not been announced. CPR's Jenna McMurtry.
We don't know the location of Harris's stop, but the vice president is expected to talk about clean energy and her administration's attempts to combat the climate crisis. Harris last visited Colorado in March. She talked about the drought in the West and the public infrastructure improvements to address environmental injustices. The Denver Post reported that Harris will also speak with Denver students about a district-led climate initiative. I'm Jenna McMurtry, CPR News.
This is Morning Edition on CPR News.